Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
We did a confession yesterday morning, and I told those that were at prayer, I said, I'm still tweaking it, because I see where, you know, it is still pushing some things out into the future. And I said, no, we speak now. We speak Yahweh. We speak I Am. When you speak that, this is why you need that time of solitude. Amen. In the mornings when you wake up, don't just grab the phone and go to scrolling. No, don't do that. Quiet yourself. Gather your thoughts even before you say a word. Align yourself first. Hash through, think about the good things that happen. If ain't nothing good happen, think about anything good. But get something on your mind, but align yourself, quiet yourself first, and then start to speak. Don't just say what's on your mind and all that. No, quiet yourself. Get that solitude first. Jesus, before he went into public ministry, 40 days alone. He wasn't talking to anybody but the Father. Moses, 40 days. Paul, 3 years and stuff. But receiving the revelation, that's important. Get that back up for me. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, you and Aaron, your brother, and speak. Somebody say, speak.
Speak.
Understand, that's important. He said, and speak unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So you shall give the congregation and their beast drink. Now, there was a time prior to this, Moses was told to strike the rock, right? Tell somebody that was last season. He had to strike it when God was initiating something. He had to strike the rock. But this time, you got to catch it. God said, don't fight. Don't argue. Just speak it. Speak it from a pure heart. Speak it from a clear conscience. Get it back up. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And you shall bring forth to them water out of the rock. So you shall give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, now here's where, tell somebody, stay out of strife. Moses was fed up with them folk.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
He had to throw a jab out there at them. Get it back up. Hear now, you rebels. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. I want you to see something here, very important. Put it back up. He smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. There's some things in this last season you've been doing wrong.
Yes.
But God has still blessed you.
Yes. Yes.
You've not been aligned properly, but God has still blessed you. Can anybody attest to that? You didn't have it all together, but the blessing of the Lord still came to you. The favor of God was still behind you. God was still, and he's always going to be on your side. But see, as you graduate into new spheres and dimensions and demands, not only from God, but from the world, where they're going to need your light, it gets less and less latitude for you to get in your flesh.
Yes.
Are you still with me here?
Yes.
I'm talking to a mature group here that understand the ways of the Lord, under whom much is given, much is required. So look here. Look what happens here. Next verse. Oh, I'm sorry. In verse 12. That's right. And the Lord spoke unto Moses after he hit the rock twice. He spoke to the folk. See, don't let people draw you into that stuff. You're on a mission. You consecrated to do what God said do. Huh? How many know if we allow it to, if we put down our guard and remove our boundaries in that, people in life can, I'm going to say this way, proverbially, get to you to where you're doing stuff now to get a jab at somebody else. You rebels. Do we need to get water out of this rock for y'all now? That's the way I perceive it. You know, anybody that's been over anything, you got a business or even a household, there are times that stuff can hem you in. That's the time to really hold your peace. My dad was good at that. My father, growing up, we would watch him, and he was good at, I never heard him curse. Now, I saw him get mad. I felt when he got mad sometimes. But I never heard him curse. But I know when he and my mom, from time to time, would have what you call intense fellowship. Right? Intense fellowship. And the door would be closed. And then he'd come out and he'd grab his jacket or his coat and he'd go out. He'd drive away. We knew it wasn't going, wasn't leaving. But then he'd come back and he'd be like settled. But I never heard him argue or make a fuss. Never heard that. See, this is what God is saying to us. If you need to, get your jacket. get in your car. Take a little drive. Let the steam out. Get your paper bag. Holler into the paper bag. But tell somebody, stay out of strife. Because, see, that will distract you from purpose. It distracted Moses. Now, I sympathize with Moses. I empathize with him because you're talking about 6 million people that are always complaining. Always complaining, miracle after miracle after miracle, are still complaining. Anytime they thought something was wrong, they went to Moses. You want us to die. But here's where, I really want you to get this, because this is where we see someone that enters into that realm of the powers of the world to come, there's going to be great demand on your life. Tell somebody, but you cut out for it. Moses was cut out for it. Get it back up. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore, you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. So we know the story. Moses, toward the end of his life, his eyes hadn't dimmed. He was still healthy, 120. God took him up to Mount Nebo and said, I want you to take a look. I'll let you see the land, but you'll not enter in. You know something about Aaron, his brother? Remember when Aaron and Miriam spoke against Moses? They started to backbite Moses over by the water fountain. And, hey, what about that wife he got? And God heard him. Moses didn't hear him. God heard him. And when God rebuked Miriam, when the Spirit of God lifted, Miriam was leprous. Right? Leprosy. 7 days. I mean, she turned white like snow. Leprosy. And Moses prayed for her. And God said, she'll at least be 7 days. You know, 7 days until the tribes did not move until Miriam was healed and brought back in. But now what about Aaron? See, Aaron wore the ephod. Well, he was talking too. See, he never took off the ephod. The moment he took off the ephod, after this, the moment that he took off the ephod to deliver it to us, and he died. That was the mercy of God. Because of what was committed to Aaron, the moment he took off the ephod, he wasn't made leprous. See, God has been protecting people. You hadn't been altogether right. Come on, somebody. Hear what I'm saying. You haven't done everything right. Some stuff you did wrong. Some stuff you didn't do right by people. But yet, because you carry the ephod. But today, a new season has started. Today, you're going to realize, wait a minute, I need to straighten myself out. Because great responsibility is going to be placed upon you. Amen. And so when you enter that realm, see, Moses was in that realm of the powers of the world to come.
Yes, yes.
We talk about in Hebrews, he experienced the powers of the world to come. Splitting the Red Sea, all those plagues, death of the firstborn, manna every day, water out of a rock. Well, we too will experience the powers of the world to come. God says, I need you in alignment.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.